farm, and that is going to be benefiting our historic schoolhouse. So we're raising money to renovate and repair. So we're excited.
Okay, renovate and repair what?
So we have the Barnwell Community Center. Originally was built in 1918, and that was our schoolhouse. And so over the years, it has just kind of had needed a lot of repairs. So early on, our ancestors have taken care of that. So now it's our turn. So we've done a lot of work already, and we have a lot more to do.
Okay, okay. And tell us about the actual event, the
Yeah, the crawfish derby. So
what's the difference between a crawfish derby and a crawfish boil?
So the derby is because it's on the Kentucky Derby
Day.
So we'll have the Kentucky Derby going, and we'll have a hat contest. So we make it a lot of fun. Casual attire, of course, because we are in Barnwell. But we do an elaborate hat contest, what makes it a lot of fun. We have all you can eat crawfish and some really great live music by Brad Lawley and followed by Jesse Duncan and the Jets.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Now, your hat contest. Normally, I've been to a couple of Kentucky Derby contests, and the ladies all wear, you know, the frou-frou hats and everything. So this is going to be more the Barnwell version of it. You got guys wearing fishing hats and stuff like that kind of thing.
You know, right? We go from one extreme to the other. So we'll have the frou-frou, the bougie hats, and then, of course, we'll have the funny hats, and then we have classy hats and silly hats. So bring your best. Like, it's kind of a time to spotlight your personality and show what you can offer in your hat. I create mine, so I get a little crazy, but we have some beautiful hats as well. So it's a lot of fun to see everybody come out.
Okay, so some will be beautiful, but you create your own hats. You got to tell me about this.
Well, you create your hat in advance. You don't really make it there, but you can do from one extreme to the other. So I make mine, and I just add a bunch of things that I love to it, but a lot of people go into real big detail. So just to watch the hat contest alone is enough reason to come.
You must have noticed, and I'd like your opinion. Mark has a beautiful hat on this morning that he's made. What do you think of Mark's hat?
A 10. You get a 10.
I get a 10 for my hat?
You'd be a winner. Okay. You'd get my vote.
Yeah, normally I'm not much of a hat person because, you know, with hair like this, you know, who wears a hat?
Oh,
but
really?
I figured just for today that I'd go ahead and put this one on. So
yes, thank you for stepping up for the occasion.
Now tell us more about, the repairs that are going, what all repairs are required and stuff, and what all's going on.
So the building, like I said, it was built in 1918, and so I guess around the 40s, a lot of our ancestors, including my family and everybody that's on the current committee, they kind of stepped up and did the repairs needed then. But it's just been sitting just vacant for so long, and then after Hurricane Sally, a big chunk of the roof was ripped off. So it sustained a lot of internal damage. So a group of us from Barnwell got together, lifelong friends, you know, that we've known each other our whole lives. We got together and just decided it was time to put some effort into it, just like our ancestors did. So we immediately, the group put some money together and made immediate repairs to the roof. And then we formed the Barnwell Community Organization. And so that was a way for us to try to get everyone in the community involved and get them excited about it. And we hosted a cleanup day. Everyone showed up and really went over and beyond to just kind of weed and just take everything out of the inside. And then we have some great men on our committee, and they have been slinging the hammer ever since. So the first thing we did was get the roof patch, and then we got it leveled, you know, and just got it kind of hurricane proofed so where it just wouldn't fly away. The foundation was repaired, and now they're just kind of working their way up to the roof. So a lot has been done in a little bit of time.
Okay, now are there any plans to ever use it again, or is it mainly going to be just a display kind of thing?
No, absolutely. We want it full functioning. Every one of us that work on it, we have all grown up there. So we did a lot of things. We had the haunted houses kids. We had Friday night fish fries. We did bingo. We did all of our baby showers and wedding showers there. My great grandparents did their 50th wedding anniversary there. So it has a lot of history to it. So we want to bring that back. And almost right away, we did a lot of surveys and polling of everybody in the community of what they wanted to see at the community center. And so it was taking it back. We're going to do the bingo nights and the fish fries and the fundraisers and just kind of utilize it within our community.
Okay, okay. So there's going to be a lot of function going to this. This is actually going to be an investment in the community.
Absolutely.
And not just we're cleaning up a building so it doesn't look so bad. This is actually going to help the folks that live there and stuff.
Okay. Yes, and you know, Melissa Nolte, she's kind of the head honcho. She is spearheading this project. She's an architect here in town, so she's already has renderings. We have a lot of plans for this building, and inside and outside. So we want it to be a place where people can come with their families and friends, host different events, and even enjoy a playground that we have and a walk path. So lots of plans, and we're looking forward to seeing that come to life.
Okay, okay. I know like the American Legion had extensive damage, not just from Sally, but from Zeta as well, and is going to require a multi-year cleanup and repair and stuff. Is it going to be that bad for y'all, or... is there hope that we can get it back on its feet soon?
We hope pretty soon, but we do have a projected plan, and we have different phases. So the first plan is the exterior. So once that is complete, then we'll move to the interior and try to build that out. And, you know, back then they didn't really have ADA obligations. So
right.
We do. So we're trying to step it up and just make it a suitable house for everyone.
Okay. And it's funny, you know, back then they didn't have, you know, the compliances and stuff for that. But they also built a residence which stood for a century or so. So you know, they must have done something right, right?
Oh, this is a strong building.
Yeah.
It has been through a lot down here, and it has remained standing. So we're very proud of it. We want to see it brought back to its former glory.
Okay. Well, tell us again about, let's get back to the party that's taking place. What time is it going to start?
So it starts at 4, and that's going to be from 4 to 9 on Saturday. So anybody that's interested, you can go to our website, barnwellcommunity.org. That gives you all the information on it, or you can simply visit us on Facebook. That's Historic Barnwell Community Center. So you can go to both of those places and find out information and buy tickets online.
Okay, and what time's the music start?
So the music kicked off right away. So like I said, Brad Lally, he's going to start it out, and then he's going to be followed by Jesse Duncan and the Jets. And this year we've added a cornhole tournament. So it'll
okay.
be our first cornhole tournament. Yeah, we're excited about that this
okay.
year.
Okay, I actually got to do play-by-play for a cornhole tournament once. It was like, okay, red team throws, gets over to the side, knocks it in. All right, you know, it was kind of silly.
Well, you have a job now for Saturday.
That's right. You're the man.
It was kind of silly, but it was a lot of fun. So the cornhole tournament, what else is going on at the party?
So we have just, we'll have a full cash bar, so that always makes the party kind of fun. Host about Bottles Up out of Mobile. Bratton McGregor and his team will be there. And like I said, the all-you-can-eat crawfish, we'll have all the fixings along with that. You know, you're going to have some Kaneka, some potatoes and corn. Our folks at McKenzie's Market, they're always helping us out. They're a big part of every event that we do, so we're very thankful for them to have some fresh produce. You know, we are in Barnwell, so we do like our homegrown produce, so
okay.
we're thankful for them as well.
All right, who are some of the other folks that have helped y'all out to get this
going? So, of course, Oak Hollow Farm, which is my family, I'm proud to say.
Okay. Congratulations.
Yeah,
good for you.
So we've had both of the crawfish derbies there as well. We have Easy Haul has stepped up, B&P Pecans. A lot of our businesses in Barnwell have always been supportive of the Barnwell Community Organization.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And, you know, everything's fun at Oak Hollow Farms, so that's a given.
Yes, and we'll have a silent auction. So the silent auction is
okay.
huge. We have some really great items, including turquoise play stays, fishing charters, so resorts, and just everything that you can imagine is in this silent auction. It's huge. A lot of people came out for that last year, and that's kind of a brunt of our fundraising effort. So the silent auction is well worth even coming as well.
Okay. Okay. Well, my grandmother used to tell me that the secret to a good party was good food and plenty of alcohol. It sounds like y'all have got that covered.
Oh, yes, we do for sure. We're thankful for that.
Okay. And how do folks get tickets for this?
So they can go to the website, barnwellcommunity.org. The tickets are online. You can do everything online, and we're going to be doing wristbands. So once you buy, you can just pick up your wristbands at the gate, or you can get them in advance. We want to make it as easy as possible for everybody, and we want to make sure that everybody has a really great time.
Okay, so you can get tickets at the door if you can't get them anywhere
else. Well, we'll sell out, so there's still tickets available, but you know how there's always a big push right before people realize that they can go for their schedule. So we're kind of limited on the number of tickets. I wouldn't count on buying them at the door. We did sell out last year, so we're kind of looking forward to selling out this year. So there's a little sense of urgency. If you want to come, I would go ahead and get your tickets today.
Okay, and what was that website again?
Barnwellcommunity.org.
Barnwellcommunity.org. That's where you get your tickets. And tickets are how much?
They're $50 now.
Okay, $50 mm-hmm. now. Okay, so if you're going to come, get those tickets, get them soon, because it's going to be this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
So, okay, Veronica Bishop, is there anything else that you wanted to say about this weekend?
Well, thank you for having me today. I really appreciate it. Yeah, I hope to see everyone. Come out, give us a call, look us up on Facebook. If you have any questions, just shoot us a message. We'd love to see everyone.
Okay, and thank you so much, and you're welcome to stick around and join us, but we're going to take a real quick break here, and we'll be back right after this.
Great. CBD oil and hemp products? Then listen to this from Nate, a satisfied customer with Fairhope Hemp CBD.